from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott, and we have breaking news this hour as there are multiple reports now that Russia has freed Wall Street Journal reporter and Princeton native Ivan Gershkovitz and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan in an exchange with the U.S. Bloomberg, among the first agencies to report that this morning, citing people familiar with the situation. Gershkovitz and Whelan were on their way to undisclosed locations outside Russia, according to Bloomberg. It says they have been exchanged with Russian prisoners being held by the U.S. and unnamed allied nations, although the Associated Press earlier reported one of those nations was Germany. We'll have more information on air and online as it becomes available. Minors have no problems accessing adult websites, according to advocates looking for New Jersey to now join several other states that have implemented age verification tools on sites like Pornhub.
Helen Taylor with the group Exodus Cry says minors can type one word into Google and be led to an endless stream of free adult material.
And despite the recently added click to enter if you're over 18 button, any child is technically just two clicks away from accessing adult content.
Advocates say true age verification is vital. That can be done with an ID, a selfie, even through one's voice or body movements. As of now, close to 20 states have passed laws requiring age verification to access online pornography. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Freehold school officials say no sensitive personal data for students or staff were compromised during what they call a cybersecurity incident last January. The incident crippled the school's computer and email systems, and despite the superintendent claiming full transparency, they are still refusing to detail exactly what happened, how it happened, whether it was a ransomware attack, or what they are doing to prevent a repeat cybersecurity incident. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Two ferociously hot days and then ridiculously high humidity heading through the upcoming weekend. Lots of hazy sunshine today. I'm really not talking about rain chances. There could be an isolated shower, mainly this evening. High temperatures today, lower to mid-90s. The heat index over 100 in spots. A few clouds tonight, definitely steamy. Lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Highs 90 to 95. Chance of a shower at any time tomorrow, and then a wave of scattered thunderstorms looking likely for tomorrow night. New Jersey weather made possible by Shore Casual Furniture. Dining sets, bedroom sets, islands, hutches, buffets, stools. Formal or casual, they make it all. Get the perfect pieces customized to fit your decor. Visit their showroom on Route 35 North in Oakhurst and online at shorecasualfurniture.com.
Newark 82, Edison 81, Mount Holly is 83. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather and traffic alerts sent to your phone, and customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.